We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top, the two dots. In our Mishnah, it was mechadish to us that besides for the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to shecht Erev Pesach if you have chametz. Rabbi Huda adds on, you can't even shecht the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim if you have chametz. There's a law for that also. And Rabbi Shimon added on that all Zvachim have this problem, but only on Pesach, not Erev Pesach. And all Gemara's now will handle and speak about those drashas. Rabbi Huda Imam, Afa Tamid, it says in our Mishnah that Afa Tamid has the Isser to shecht it when you have chametz. When you have chametz in your possession. My time, Rabbi Huda, Amalach, the Pasuk says, Lo Sizbach al chametz dam zivchi, Lo yol chelav chegi ad baiker. And we darshan from the word of zivchi, it says zivchi, my zevach, zevach ham yuchidli, the zevach is miyuchid, my new Tamid. What's a zevach ham yuchid? That is the carbon tamid, and that's how he makes the drasha and learns out that the carbon tamid is also included, besides for the carbon pesach, carbon tamid is also included in this lab of lois sishchat or lois sizbach. Zokti maravait, Rav Shimon oimer, ha pesach va'arba osa. So Rav Shimon says that all kabbalists have this issa chametz, at least on pesach. And erev pesach is only the carbon pesach. Now, how does he know that? So, like we spoke out last time, there's two psukim. One's a pasuk in Parashat Shpatim, and one's a pasuk in Parashat Sisa. One pasuk says, "Loi sizbach al chametz dam zivchi." The other pasuk says, "Loi sishchat al chametz dam zivchi." So you have twice the same exact pasuk. The only difference is one says "Loi sishchat," one says "Loi sizbach," and each one says zivchi. Each one has a yod. So we want to make a drash with that. My time with Rav Shimon, zivchi zivchi trei zimni kari bei zavach. You take one yud away from one of the zivchis and you put it on the other zivchi. So one says zevach and one says zivchi with two yuds. And that teaches us zivchai, like with two yuds, means all kabbonis, and zevach means the Karban Pesach. And Lamai says both of them you can't shecht when you have chametz. Now Lamai hilchos sapalginu, so why do you do it like that? Why do you split up the two psukim? Why do you have in two places and you have one zevach, one zivchi? You just say zivchai, and that clues everything. Everything is also to have when you have shechni have chametz. Why do you have to split them up? Have like a zevach and a zivchi. L'may hilchos apagim rachmanu v'adadi v'lekosav zivchai. L'meimar teach us b'zman de'ika zevach l'mechayim v'zivchai. When you have the carbon pesach at that time when there's a chiyuv to bring carbon pesach, which is when erev pesach, there's no chiyuv on other kabbonis to bring when you have chametz. B'zman de'leka zevach. When you don't have a chiv to bring Karm Pesach, which means on Pesach itself, mechayev azivchay. Then you chayev on the other kabbonis. So that's the bottom line, that on Pesach, if you bring a Talmud Shlom, Mechatas Oilah, if you have chametz, is this a lav? And Erev Pesach, it's only Issa when you bring the Karm Pesach to have chametz. Zogti Gemara Vaita, that Rav Shimon continues, Rav Shimon holds that anything that's brought bepaslos is called Shechita She'eni Ruya. And there's no chiyah for that, because it's not a real shechita. It's not a good shechita. It's any ruya. You're not chayah for if you have chametz. So Rav Shimon explained like this: HaPesach ba'arba asa l'shmoi. If you did it l'shem pesach, you chayah. V'shaloi l'shmoi. If you did it l'shem shlomim, you potter, because a pesach is ma'akev to have l'shmo. Then it says v'shar kol zvachim ve'l l'shmoim shel l'shmoim is potter, because erev pesach is potter. Then it says uve'mayed on pesach l'shmoi. If you do the carbon pesach l'shmoi is potter. Why? Because a pesach on Yom Tov is not a Pesach, so Lishmoy it's Potter, because it's not a good Shechita. Shaloi Lishmoy is Chayiv. It means if you take the Karm Pesach and you bring it L'shem Shlomim on Pesach, you're Chayiv for having Chametz, because it's Koshav HaShlomim. And that's what we're going to make a Diyuk on those words there. Zok the Gemara, time of Shaloi Lishmoy. Why is it considered a Shlomim? Because I took the Pesach and I said L'shem Shlomim. Hostoma, let's say you take a Karm Pesach on Pesach and you bring it. It can't be a Karm Pesach, because Erev Pesach is the time, not on Pesach. So maybe it should be a Shlom automatically. On the other hand, I didn't say specifically that's for Shlom. So what's the halacha? Time of the Shlom is Shmoy. Hashtama, if you did it Stam, the halacha is a potter. Amai, Pesach, B'shari Moshe Shana, Shlom Hava. Why Stama? If you do it Stam, you're potter. Why Shchit Shere Ruya? What's the problem? A Pesach Shloi B'zmano is automatically a Shlomim. So if I bring it Stam, it should be a Shlomim. So Sham, you know, you can tell me you learn from here, Pesach, Mashayim, 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 Akira. Maybe you say from here, you need Akira. You need Akira. You have to specifically say, I'm doing L'shem Shlomim. Or maybe all year round, it's automatically Shlomim. So it sounds like from here, you have to do Dafka Shlomim Shmai. So the Gemara. So it really is a big kasha here. Like, just like a Medayik from Shaloi L'shmai has to have Akira, you can Medayik from L'shmai, potter, that has to be l'shem Pesach. So it's really Mishmaya is darshan mika benayu. Really, the two things. So Taisus their mashal time masses kasha is the ainir lebrei tam the ikla meting vareisha ipcha. So therefore, Taisus has a little bit different girsa. Taisus has a little bit different girsa. But that's Rashi's way of learning. What's Mara's tarot? There's a case where even if your old stomach usually is taka kosher because stomach goes to shlomim. But there's a case where it's no stomach or shlomim. You know when? When I'm saving this carbon pesach by pesach sheni. The bialim was a time mace. And he's going to bring in a pesach sheni. There the stomach is from pesach hayi. There, it's Tam L'Shem Pesach, because I'm going to bring a Pesach Shein. He says, there Taka Yinira Akira. There Taka Yinira Akira. Which is not a riot. Zok, the Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to be Metzayer for us, give us a picture of what it looked like Erev Pesach when we brought the Karm Pesach. A Pesach Nishcha B'Shal Shkitos. The halach is that you have to bring the Pesach in three different groups. That means even if you don't need it, you can fit, everyone can fit into the first group. You have to have three different groups. How do we know? Shinema says in Parashas Boy, V'shochtu oisoi kol kahal adas Yisrael. And it's lashon of kahal adas Yisrael. Kahal v'eido v'Yisrael. Three groups. The kahal v'eido v'Yisrael. Rashi Yechomish brings us down. You need three groups to bring the Karan Pesach. It's halacha midaraisa. Nichnas kat rishayna. What do they do? Now we're going to give you the picture. They filled up, the first group filled up the Azara, Nismala Azara, Nalu Dals Azara, they closed the Dalsas of Azara, Taku, Hariva Taku, they blew a Shofar, a Teruah, and a Tekiah, Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, Hakadim Oimdim Shurais Shurais, they kind of line up in these rows, Videm Zichi Kesav Zichi Zav, and they have in the hand these little cups of gold and silver, that's going to use to catch the dam and bring the dam to Mizbeach. Shurah Shkula Kesef Kesef. A row that has silver in it should be all silver. Shurah Shkula Zav, Zav. A row that the Kahanim are holding silver cups, they should have gold cups, should all be gold. It should all be uniform. We'll see in the Gemara why. Loyoy Meravim. They were mixed. Veloyoy Lebzichim Shulayim. These cups did not have flat bottoms. They couldn't stand up straight. If you put them down, they fell down. Why? You don't want someone by mistake to put it down and forget about it. And the dam will get hard. You won't be able to make zrika anymore. Therefore, you had to pass it on to the next guy. So what happened? Shachat Yisrael, the Yisrael made a shechita, because Yisrael, shechita is kosher bazaar. You don't need dafka koyim shechita. So if you want, Yisrael can make the shechita. Rashi learns, it means in Yirtza, shechita kosher bazaar. If you want, shechita will be done by Yisrael. The kibbalah koyin, and the koyin made a kabbalah, because the halacha is that a koyin has to make kabbalah. A kabbalah va'elech has to be dafka from a koyin. Means the koyin has to catch the dam. Then noist lechaveri, gave it to his friend lechaveri. We have these rows. The rows stretched from the makom shechita, which is on the tzaf and the mizbech, north of the mizbech, till the mizbech. And they had a one row of kadam. Each passed it to each other till they reached the mizbech. Lechaveri lechaveri. Umakabel es hamali, the last guy before the koyin standing on his mizbech, accepts the empty cup from the koyin, umachzer es hareka, and he gives him the one that's filled with dam. Koyin akarvetz mizbech zarkoy, zrika achas nega yisoid. He makes his zrika, one zrika, all you need is one zrika by Karim Pesach, keneged yisoid. It has to be keneged the wall that has yisoid. Now the only walls that have a full yisoid is the north wall and the western wall. They both have Yisoid. Yisoid is this little ledge on the bottom, little molding on the bottom of the Mizbeach. Goes up one Amma. So that's called the Yisoid. So two sides have the Yisoid. And those are the two sides that you have Zrika on those sides. Basically on the Tzofain and on the Meir. Yotza Kat Rishayna. The first Kat finished off now. V'nichza Kat Shnina. The second group goes in. Yotza Shnina. Nichza Shnina. The third group comes in. We give you a picture of the first group. That's the second and third group do it also. Now, while they were doing the avoda, karu es halal. Rashi says it means the levim. The levim sang halal while the kahanim did the avoda. Im gomru, they finished the halal. Shanu, they did it the second time. Shanu, they did it the third time. Shilshu, they did it the third time. Obviously, Shilshu Meim, it never happened. They finished Halal three times. So either they were very quick with the Kabbalahs, talking about millions of people, or they sang it at nice Geshmaka Halal, a nice Negunim. But either way, they never finished the Halal three times in the first cat. Rabbi Yehuda, amen. Mimeim shekash lishis, the third cot, which is always a little smaller, lo yigiu lahafti, and then he reached the hafti kiyishva Hashem. Reish ama meutim, because there wasn't so many people. Kimaseu b'chol, kach maseu b'shabbos. Whatever they did, no, they did by Shabbos also. El shekahanu madichim es ha'azara, so b'sar chacham. The only difference was that they weren't really supposed to be madiach the ha'azara in between the kiddos, but they did it anyway. Shlo b'sar chacham. How they do that? They had this little ama, little stream going through the azara. Now, when azara, all the shechita went on, we're talking about a lot of kavanas, you know, 1.2 million kavanas between the three groups, says on base at one point. So a lot of blood was all over the place. What they did was they stopped the stream on one end, and the water, went over, and went across the whole azara. And then they opened back up the stream, and everything went back into the stream and out the Beis Hamikdash. This way they cleaned out the Azara, and they weren't supposed to do it on Shabbos. We'll have to see why. Have you done it? Koyseh Yamaleh, and the different halacha. Just in case someone's, someone's kabonos, maybe some of his dam got spilled out, and he never got his rika for his carbon. So what they did was, they took some dam, before they cleaned up the dam, they took dam off the floor and picked it up and spritzed it on his back. This way, it has all the taruvas, everyone's dam here, and they can be yotzei the mitzvah then. Now, after you did the shechita and the zrika, now we're ready to do hafshata, which means pull off the skin of the carbon in order to roast it. So, I also have to take out the emurim to be makriv the emurim. That's two reasons why I have to skin it. First of all, you want to have the meat. And second of all, you have to take out the emurim, remove the certain emurim, certain organs, to bring it onto the mizbeach. Ketzad toilin mafshitim. How you hang it up and be mafshit and skin the animal. How do you do this? Unkliyash ha-barzal, yikvuyim b'ksalim. There was little hooks that were screwed into the wall. Uva amudim. They also had these self-standing amudim, stands, that shebehen toilim mafshitim. Indeed, they had these metal hooks. And he used to hang the kabbalas on those in order to skin it, mafshitim. And komish only makim litlois v'lahafshit. Let's say you don't have a hook. You know, there's a limit of how many hooks you can have. And again, we're talking about a million kabbalas. So what they did was maklis dakim v'chalakim v'yasham. They had these sticks that were peeled and they're very smooth. Meniach akseif. You put it on one of your shoulders, because of chaveroi, one on your shoulder, one on your friend's shoulder, and you hung it on that with hola mafshit, and you hung the animal on that, and that's how you did the skinning. Now that's in the weekday. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yudal Shechav Shabbos, Ve'er Pesach Shechav Shabbos, Meniach Yodo Yal Kosev Chaveiro, Ve'ad Chaveiro Yal Kosev V'tolav Mavshit. You put your hand on your friend's shoulder and you hang it like that way. And they didn't want to use the sticks. Why not? So in the Gemara in Shabbos and Mavuyah, it's Issa Muksa. That's why they didn't want to do it. It was an Issa Muksa. And even on Inch Vos Mikdash, if it's not a Tzarech, then you don't have to do it. Even on Inch Vos Mikdash, for Muksa, another Kashya said it. Sorry, there's a lot of Kashyas on that, Ayin Shalom, and the Gemara there. There's a lot of shalot and some little Xeris Kalim. It could be used at times of Xeris Kalim, which means any Kalim wearing a lot of use, even if you set it aside. Here, Rashi says, Losh Ve'yachol, a sakin and maktis. You can't make them. But then the kasha is, why can't you make them before Shabbos? Make them smooth before Shabbos. They're Shasha's kasha. But anyway, it's a shtickl, a question exactly why. But they didn't do it on Shabbos. They didn't feel necessary to be even as a small Isser on Shabbos. Now, what they do, Karu, they opened up the carbon, Vahoytiyas Emurav, took out the Emurim, the organs that they have to bring on Mizbeach, Nosna Vemegis, put into a big bowl, Vektirim Gam Mizbeach, they brought it to Mizbeach, and Makta Mizbeach. Now, talking on Shabbos, you have the three Kitois, they each have their own Karm Pesach. Now, what do you do now? They can't bring it home because they can't carry. So, Yotza Kat Vishoina, Vyoshlo Harbayas. The first Kat went out and sat in Sharabayas, in the Harbayas, where there was an area there, they had a wall around it. They sat on the Harbayis. Shnia Bechel, the second group, sat in the area between the Ezes Noshim and a certain wall that went around the Beis Hamikdash called the Chayil. Vashlishis Mekoyma Imedes. And the third group stayed inside the Azara. Chashecha, when it got dark, Yotzu Vetzolos Mishchem. They all left and went to roast the Karm Pesach to have it for the Seder.